This is a joint program, a joint research work between the US team and the Japanese team together. And our project doesn't have any commercial relationship except just government and the university subsidies. Then what is a successful aging? It's not only just a healthy absence of disease, but we should have physical, mental, emotional, financial stability. There are many aspects, including a healthy lifestyle. Then healthy lifestyle is, as you know already, we have to have a balanced psycho-economic factors, but also social demographic factors. Also, healthy behavior is also affect our healthy lifestyle, which leads to our health status. Then, what is a health disadvantage? This is a negative aspect of some factors which affect our health. This is the U.S. case, health insurance. Unlike Japan, the U.S. doesn't have a national health insurance system. So high insurance cost, some kind of, type of medical coverage, pre-existing conditions. So there are many uninsured population and underinsured populations. Also, our diet style, means the U.S. diet style, food eating habit, slightly different additive and chemical substance affect our health. Then regarding some other aspect, U.S. some kind of health disadvantage is alcohol, drug abuse, HIV AIDS, teenage STD infections, teenage or adolescent pregnancies, obesity. These are typical disadvantages. Compared to Japanese side. There are a lot of literature regarding health inequalities, equities, or health disparities. Meaning is a slightly different and quality life and happiness. Then in terms of health system, as I stated before, larger insured population versus national health insurance, and the lack of accessibility of healthcare services, unless you have a good health insurance policies. And also other aspect is health behaviors and some type of food consumption, which leads to obesity, and other alcohol addicted substance abuse. Then socioeconomic status. Spelling is wrong, USA versus Japan. There are child poverty, a lack of safety net program, means welfare in terms of health field. Some kind of educational levels. These are some differences between US and Japan. Regarding health, we focus on physical, mental, social type of health. Social health is, as you know already, some kind of social support, social network type of health aspect. The objective of this paper is to investigate some diversities or inequality of our health and also quality of life. We are using a precedo-procedo model in terms of framework. So in terms of framework, we focus on these aspects, not the success rating, but dividing the data and try to find out between US and Japan. This is a structural model. It's not endogenous one. We check the endogeneity between quality of life and health justice, means health status. But this is exogenous. we use both equations, but not simultaneous way, separately. Data comes from Osaka University survey in 2011, both United States and Japan. And this is a random sampling AMELI survey. US is around 5,000, also Japan is about 5,000. There are many type of questions, self-reported questions, individual characteristics, and some kind of physical, mental, emotional aspect. Not only social demographic factors, but some other health factors. So dependent variable is, this health status is divided by means, because we try to see the diversification, not a simple Likert scale. Then health is initially we divide by means, but later we discuss, after discussion we use just a simple 10 scale. In terms of this predisposing factors, reinforcing factors, these are examples within space one, so we showed this kind of things. Predisposing factors, as you know, more cultural and value judgment, some kind of aspect. Reinforcing factor is some external factor which affect behavior change or decisions. Enabling factors are some kind of availability of resources which change your behavior or change your health. And this is just smoking, alcohol, exercise type of behavioral questions. Then psychoeconomic factors, these are some examples. Then empirical result is in terms of happiness. Happiness negatively affect health inequality in Japan, but USA's health inequality positively. This is a difference, a big difference. And the Japanese case, health inequality affect happiness negatively, but US case positive. So this is a question, even culturally, healthcare system are different, but outcome is totally different. So this is a very difficult explanations. Then in terms of elasticity, our 10% increase in health inequality will lead to 0.8% increase in happiness. Means inequality increase, then happiness increase, US case. But the Japanese case is inequality increase, happiness declines. 10% increase and 6%, 0.6% declining here. In terms of health inequalities, which affect happiness, or no, happiness will affect health inequalities. Again, this is a negative relationship, Japan, but positive relationship, US case. Then other aspect is again some kind of difference, clear-cut difference between daily life with fulfilling and the health inequality decline in Japanese case. If you are depressed, health inequality increases. But US case is opposite directions. And this is a very difficult, theoretically it's difficult to explain. Other aspect is standard of living affect health inequality negatively. So standard of living increases, health inequality declines. Income level increase in Japan, health inequality declines. However, US case is our standard of living increases, health inequality increase, income level increase, health inequality increase. This is our regression result. However, there are common factors. Both countries, when you have a marriage and with spouse, your happiness increase. It might be true. And usually when you have a spouse, you are healthier in general. And it's evidence shows. And when you do exercise and increase alcohol consumption, health inequality increases. These are similarity between US and Japan. So in order to understand that kind of discrepancy, different result between US and Japan, we use a health inequality, the concentration index. So Japanese case is increase in income, standard living, do not affect dramatically health inequalities. Aging is very close to this kind of diagonal line, more equally distributed in terms of health disparities. But this is a very slow movement, so distortion is very small in terms of income and the standard of living. However, US case is income is heavily distorted, health inequalities. So this is a result which we saw the number before. So this standard of living is ST, and happiness one is slightly better than income inequalities. So income inequality is a major factor or some kind of standard living of health inequality or health disparity of the United States. So all are statistically significant. After framework of proceed model, we the structure is become like this. This is after result, and we deconstruct the structure to understand the relationship. So implication and conclusion is there is a positive relationship in the US case, as you see. So we need to increase in the United States, especially underserved population, economically, socially, to pull up their status. That's very important to reduce inequalities in terms of health or in terms of some disparities. And also other relationship is, it's very important to implement more government-oriented. It's not a pure national health insurance system, healthcare system like Canada, UK, or some European country. US is a very difficult situation because more profit-oriented healthcare industries, pharmaceutical companies, and hospitals, even nursing homes. There are many, even non-profit, but more profit-oriented. So it's very difficult in terms of doctors, physicians association, nurse associations. So aging is not very important, but the income disparity is a major factor which affect. Then within last one is, as you see, and marital status is very important. So marriage is very important. However, and some other type of exercise, and less alcohol consumption, maybe smoking, very important, reduce health inequality between USA and Japan. So final conclusion into this last page is like a US case is all negatively affected, happiness, standard of living, and income level. So it's, how do we support, how do we eliminate those kind of underserved population because of health inequalities? That's our government policies. That's our questions. So thank you very much.